A Christian Relief group forms a unique partnership to open closed doors. An Indian evangelist faces death threats, and a school ministry equips students to fight AIDS in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. GE Healthcare and International Aid have just announced a strategic partnership. International Aid's Miles Fish says GE is donating their used medical equipment, and they're distributing it.
They want to be sure that the equipment is getting into the hands of people who know how to use it, and that we'll provide spare parts and we'll provide training on how to repair it if it breaks down. And in exchange for that service, they've chosen us to be the exclusive recipient of their used equipment.
That will open doors into difficult fields.
We have a shipment that is going to equip a hospital leaving this month that's on its way to North Korea. Nobody gets to North Korea. But because we have this equipment, we've been invited to participate with them in addressing a tuberculosis problem.
Fish explains their larger purpose.
Our bias is to support those organizations that share our commitment to the Lord and that will use this equipment as a form of ministry to reach people in their communities. And having this increase in the supply of equipment is just going to magnify the impact.
Next, one more missionary faces death threats in India. The Gospel for Asia missionary has received threats since April, saying he must renounce Christianity or he and his family will be killed. The man is no stranger to persecution. His prayers helped lead one of his former attackers to Christ just 4 months after a violent attack on him and his family. The missionary's vision to build 3 churches hasn't been lost in spite of the threats. Pray for God's protection for the man and his family. You're listening to Mission Network News. Book of Hope International celebrated 20 years of ministry by returning to where the ministry began, El Salvador. Founder and president of Book of Hope, Bob Hoskins, says the testimonies were amazing.
One man said, I was 11 years old. I was in the 4th grade in school. They brought me the Book of Hope. I took it home. I read it. I shared it with my family. All my family accepted Christ. And today he's a pastor.
It was also a time of preparation.
In 1987, there were 986,000. Now they're just over 2 million. We expect within 1 year, we're going to reach every child once again in El Salvador.
Worldwide, Book of Hope has had incredible distribution.
We've passed the 430 million mark. This year alone, we'll be putting the Word of God, the Book of Hope, into the hands of 65 million children now in 120-some countries of the world. And God's word never returns void.
33 cents is all it takes to distribute a Book of Hope. Meanwhile, students at Oasis International's training school in Ghana are being transformed by the word of God. One student, suffering from severe headaches, called a pastor who prayed for him over the phone. Ambrose Brennan says,
student called back 10 minutes later, praising the Lord, rejoicing. He said, I'm healed. God has touched me, and we just believe this is a result of some of the things they're learning in the class, just on having faith toward God, believing that He is still our healer.
Brennan believes these positive reports let them know they're in the right place.
It's telling us how important it is that we are here in Ghana sharing the word with the local pastors and some of the students so they can take this word that they're hearing to their communities, to their churches, to their schools, and produce the same type of results.
Even though stories are spreading of God's healing, the obstacle of illiteracy looms for those who want to learn more. Pray that it won't be a barrier for evangelism. And Worldwide Christian Schools has partnered with educators in Africa to fund and distribute Hope for Today's Generation. It's a resource for teaching kids how to fight AIDS in their families and communities. It contains more than 60 biblically based lesson plans for teachers from 1st through 8th grade. Together, this international effort will engage teachers and students globally in a setting of godly patterns for Christian living. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry financially, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.